You're listening to the
number one
radio,
Trim Radio Network.
You're listening to The Brighter Life Show with your host, natural health practitioner, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and the Brighter Life Institute founder and vibration expert, Nicholas Brighter. Topics span from holistic lifestyles, meditation, natural medicine, spirituality, and finding your joy. Here at The Brighter Life Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at Trim Radio Network and ask questions or share your most uplifting story. Enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Brighter Life podcast. I am your host, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and we are continuing our series on positive habits. So for today, I am going to be going over, actually, it's an article from Inc. Magazine, and the contributor is Nicholas Cole, and it was really a terrific article. It's 10 positive habits that will immediately make your life better. That's a pretty bold statement, but I think for the most part that it's completely true. So we're going to start with number one, and that is to keep your first promise of the day. And everyone makes a promise when we wake up, and sometimes they're big promises or they're small promises, but whatever it may be, it's good to have an idea what you want to do for that day. And if that simply is getting up early, you know, by setting your alarm and getting up the first time. Now, in my case, what I often do is I will hit that snooze one time, but I don't go back to sleep. It's just my time where I can think about my day and how my day is going to play out and do some visualization. And so I'm not actually hitting that snooze just to go back to sleep. But a good habit is to make a determination of when you want to get up in the morning and to set your alarm and to really stick to it. When that alarm goes off, to be awake from that moment on and to not go right back to sleep, which a lot of us do because we just think, five more minutes, 10 more minutes, just a few more minutes of sleep and my day is going to be better. It's better to really make it a habit that if you make a decision that you're going to get up when you set that alarm, you know, keep that promise to yourself and go ahead and get up and start your day. And that is truly an excellent habit to improve your life, to make things better. Also, we probably have heard, or maybe you have heard, about Dress for Success. There's a book that came out maybe 25, 30 years ago called Dress for Success. And it's how you dress, you know, pertaining to your job and how successful people dress. And some people think that Dress for Success is a little bit outdated. I don't, because when I think of Dress for Success, it's dress for your success. So it's dressing to make yourself look good and feel good, you know, because when you do that as part of your morning routine, when you're getting up and you're getting dressed and you really feel good about how you look, what you're wearing, and that it really embodies what you want to represent, the energy level that what you want to represent. Of course, it varies depending on your job of what looks good, but it's what you perceive. If you have a professional job, then you may want to look professional. You know, it's really getting yourself in a positive frame of mind of how you look and feel good about yourself. It's not about other people's expectations. It's about you, because then you will send out a positive energy about yourself. And the energy, your energy does matter, and it really improves your vibration level. And how you feel is the vibration and the energy that you send out to everyone around you. In fact, you send it out into the universe. And so, and having that kind of positive energy is something that ultimately is a positive habit. And so also taking a meditative moment. You know, some of us, we get up in the morning and we just think, oh, I have to do this, that, and the other thing. I have to hop in the shower. I have to get ready. I'm on a time schedule. I have to get to work. But by allowing yourself just a little margin of time to actually think about what you may need to do, because you have visualized how your day is going to go, but you need to take a moment to actually feel calm and to think that your day, even though it very well may be hectic, that there's going to be a calmness about you. And by having a calm or allowing your body to feel calm, no matter what storms hit you, that calmness is going to help you ride out the waves, you know, the waves of life. That, you know, it's just easier to ride them out. It's kind of going with the flow. So that is something that is a nice positive habit to think about, just being calm, you know, taking a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, say calm and relaxed. And that is how your day is going to be. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be full of energy and get a lot done. It just means that you're going to do it with a calmness, and you're not going to come across, you know, emotions that may make you in a state of hysteria or where you just get upset. So another thing, a positive habit that I think that all of us need to incorporate is to eat lunch. Sometimes our days are so hectic, you know, we get up, we have our morning cup of coffee, which that's when I do my reflection time, which is actually lovely. But to eat lunch. Sometimes at work, we may get a half an hour lunch or an hour lunch. But to really think about the value of taking that break for lunch, even if it's only 15 minutes to eat a sandwich, because that's part of your personal health. And it's really important, you know, in our long game, to not ignore our health. Because if we just skip that meal, lunch, which is very, very important, if we just skip that, we can become tired, we can become even disorientated, and we can lose focus on what we need to achieve at work or whatever it is we're doing, you know, for the rest of the day. You can lose your focus. So we need to fuel our bodies so that we can be more productive. And if your schedule is just so busy that it doesn't allow you time to feed yourself, then something truly is out of balance. And so it really is important to eat something. You know, you don't have to have a big, huge, elaborate lunch. It can be a sandwich. It can be an apple. It can be a banana. It can be whatever, but it will help you produce higher. You know, your production level will be higher, and the percentage of good, positive results will just simply be better. So it's a good suggestion to make sure that, you know, your midday lunch, that you actually take the time to eat lunch, even if it's with coworkers or friends, or even if it's just by yourself, you know, at your desk, or just going outside and enjoying some nature, and making certain that you eat something that's healthy, because it will help rejuvenate your body. Also, an afternoon moment. This is just a moment in time. Sometimes we might get an extra 15-minute break or a 5-minute break, or, you know, sometimes businesses will schedule that this is just a break time. And just take that time to really reflect on where you're at that point. You know, where you're at throughout the day. Have you really accomplished what you set out to accomplish for that day? Do you need to work on some other projects? Do you need to push yourself a little bit more or not? Are you pushing yourself too more? Are you just going go, 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 and exhausting yourself? So it's taking an afternoon moment to really think about pacing yourself and having a pace that actually works. So just during that afternoon moment, just reflect, you know, basically where you're at for the day. And making sure that you are, you know, checking off the things that you need to accomplish, because you do not want to end your day saying, wow, I am completely exhausted. And then you go home and you're completely wiped out. And then your home life isn't quite as positive as it should be. You're just too exhausted to engage with your family, too exhausted to play with your children, too exhausted to ask your wife about how her day went, too exhausted to help your kids with maybe some homework. You just don't want to be that exhausted. So, you know, by taking a moment, it's actually a little restful moment too. And so, you know, life is not a sprint. You know, life is really, it's just an ongoing adventure. So think of it that way, that it's just a wonderful adventure and, you know, whatever it takes. I mean, sometimes it's just 5 minutes to make, you know, something happen. And truly, you will be amazed at what 5 minutes of just quiet at rest can do for the rest of your day. Even if it's when you're just going to the bathroom, just your little bathroom break for 5 minutes. Just take that, you know, 5 minutes and do it slowly and just, you know, relax and really sort of take almost like a rest while you're just doing something simple that you have to take away from your actual work time. Something else that is very important is to find some free time. Some people believe that it doesn't exist at all. In fact, they don't even think that free time is healthy. They think that by taking free time that they're not improving their life, that they need to go. And they don't take the time to unwind. And so it's not really the length of the time that matters when you're go. It's really the quality time. And so, in other words, sometimes just an hour, you know, completely detaching yourself from your daily grind can be more productive than 5 hours of just going and going and going. And then sometimes when you take some free time, whether it be 5 minutes, rather even be an hour, some people feel guilty, like, oh, I didn't do anything. I wasn't productive enough. Well, by taking that little bit of free time, making a habit of taking some free personal time, you're actually going to be more productive. And I promise you, it will help in your life in general, and your home life will improve. Also, it gives you time to be creative. You know, we've been busy throughout our day and we're just doing, you know, we're sort of like machines. We're just working and working. But by taking a little bit of free time, it gives us time for our minds to sort of wander. And then we might come up with some ideas, something that's really creative that we haven't thought of before, because we're just on this, we just have to keep grinding away and keep going. It's one of those times where it's sort of, you know, looking at the entire picture, you know, enjoying all the little trees in the forest, but really seeing the forest instead of just all the little individual trees. That is a quote, I believe, actually from Nicholas Cole. So something else is to manage your money. Make it a habit to manage our money, because we work so much and then we have X amount of dollars and then we think that just buying, you know, whatever it is we've been thinking that we want to buy is just going to bring us happiness. But, and it can, you know, buying something that you deserve and you've saved up for, but really looking at your money and where your money is going and managing it. I don't mean that you have to be an accountant, you know, but really take it once a week and look at the output of your money. Where is it going? How much are you spending? Are you spending too much on something that really isn't that significant? You know, where can you cut down? How much money are you saving? How much money are you sort of putting away, like little chunks here and there in your savings? Or then you're able to make more of a reasonable purchase. Like, okay, you know, I've earned this, I've saved this amount of money because I've actually been saving up to buy something in particular. And that's a way of rewarding yourself, but then you appreciate it more instead of just taking all the funds that you made that month and buying, you know, something big. So, but really think about where your money's going and managing your own money, understanding where your money's going. A lot of people don't do that. They just think, oh, you know, it's the end of the month and I just don't have any money. Well, look at it. You know, just look at your checkbook or look at your bank statement and see where you're spending your money. And you may be surprised where you can cut down and take some of that extra money and put it on the side for the future so that you can purchase something that you really want, really need, something that's more meaningful. Another habit that I think is just so much fun is to introduce yourself. Now, some of us are shy and we don't want to just, you know, go up on the street as we pass someone and say, hey, my name is Joe and I work over here and how are you? That's not exactly what I mean by introduce yourself, but by striking up conversations while maybe you're in line at the grocery store or just smiling at someone or just saying hello or something like that is just, even though it's a little short conversation, it is a form of communicating. If you're waiting in line at your local coffee shop where you go every single day, you may even want to introduce yourself to your barista or your baristo and say, hey, you know, I've been coming here for a year. You know, my name, you write it on, but you know, what's your name? You know, find out the person's name and you have better engagement, you know, just simply by waiting in line just to buy your coffee. And, you know, you'd be really surprised how many people that you can meet by introducing yourselves. I have a story where I met a gal 20 years ago at the post office. Her name is Jen, and she is now one of my favorite people, one of my best friends. We were both in line at the post office. We were both returning packages from Victoria's Secret. And we looked at each other and just kind of smiled. And she said, oh, I see you're returning something from Victoria's Secret. And so am I. And she introduced herself. She's a little more gregarious than I am, a little more demonstrative. And I said, well, yes, I am. And we exchanged names. We ended up exchanging phone numbers and we became friends. And from that friendship opened up many opportunities because I met some of her friends that were all terrific. She met some of my friends and some business opportunities. You'd be really surprised about some of the business connections that you can meet just through random conversations with people that you just meet at some of your local or favorite spots. So that was something that happened to me that I will always remember because sometimes people say, how did you and Jen meet? You guys are such great friends. And I'll say, she picked me up at the post office. It's kind of a joke. She didn't really pick me up, but we engaged in conversations. So try to make it a habit to introduce yourself to people who cross your path. And, you know, there's easy ways to do it. And just by having a happy face and smiling and somebody starting out by just saying hello, good morning, good afternoon, hope you have a great day. That's just something that I think is a great positive habit. Something else is to explore. You know, we do get into habits that are not necessarily bad habits, but we get into more of a routine. And so you may want to change some things up, go to some new places, drive to work in a different direction one day, go to a newer coffee shop, or try a new restaurant that you've heard about. This is a great way to just do something different, to meet other people. There may be some opportunities that you haven't even considered. And so exploring new things in life is actually something that makes us happy and it broadens our horizons because we get into a routine. It's kind of funny to say that because habits are about routines and repetitive to maintain a habit. But breaking just your regular routine is, it can really truly bring you happiness. You know, I mean, nothing is going to happen unless you make it happen. And if you decide that you want to go to a new restaurant or go to a new park, jog, you know, your morning jog in the morning, if you jog one particular routine, jog a different way or jog the same routine backwards. And there's a lot of good reasons, health reasons for that, because our body has, you know, muscle memory. And if you do the exact same routine every single day, just doing it in reverse, it works on different muscle groups. So all in all, you know, changing your routine. Now, we still have the habit of jogging. It's just we still have the habit of going to the coffee shop. It's just changing it up a little bit and just doing some exploring. Something else is to keep a journal. And I don't mean journaling where you have to spend an hour and write every single aspect of what happened throughout your day, but just keep a journal of some of the highlights, some of the things that were positive that happened. You know, I made a great sale. You know, I made a friend. I smiled at somebody. And now I know this person's name. And, you know, keeping a journal is right before you go to bed in particular, it will actually help you sleep better. Another thing is to, before you go to bed, to visualize how your day went and to also visualize how the next day is going to be. Visualization is huge. It is very strong and it is very effective. In fact, I believe that it's crucial that before you go to bed, you even think about your next day, everything that you want to accomplish. And when you're able to do that, then what happens is your day goes easier. And you actually tend to, even subconsciously, by doing visualization, subconsciously, your mind, you know, will help you throughout the day by doing some visualization. So basically that is it for this episode. Also make sure to get a plenty of sleep, at least 7 hours. If you can get 8, that's fantastic. If you can settle for, you know, 5 or 6 hours, you know, that is okay. It just depends on your schedule, but a well-rested mind is far more productive than a tired one, no matter how much coffee we drink. Anyway, this is Dr. Leslie Berkland from the Brighter Life Show podcast. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you on our next episode on our series of positive habits. Good day.
You're listening to the
number one radio,
Trim Radio Network.
You're listening to The Brighter Life Show with your host, natural health practitioner, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and the Brighter Life Institute founder and vibration expert, Nicholas Brighter. Topics span from holistic lifestyles, meditation, natural medicine, spirituality, and finding your joy. Here at The Brighter Life Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at Trim Radio Network and ask questions or share your most uplifting story. Enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Brighter Life podcast. I am your host, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and we are continuing our series on positive habits. So for today, I am going to be going over, actually, it's an article from Inc. Magazine, and the contributor is Nicholas Cole, and it was really a terrific article. It's 10 positive habits that will immediately make your life better. That's a pretty bold statement, but I think for the most part that it's completely true. So we're going to start with number one, and that is to keep your first promise of the day. And everyone makes a promise when we wake up, and sometimes they're big promises or they're small promises, but whatever it may be, it's good to have an idea what you want to do for that day. And if that simply is getting up early, you know, by setting your alarm and getting up the first time. Now, in my case, what I often do is I will hit that snooze one time, but I don't go back to sleep. It's just my time where I can think about my day and how my day is going to play out and do some visualization. And so I'm not actually hitting that snooze just to go back to sleep. But a good habit is to make a determination of when you want to get up in the morning and to set your alarm and to really stick to it. When that alarm goes off, to be awake from that moment on and to not go right back to sleep, which a lot of us do because we just think, five more minutes, 10 more minutes, just a few more minutes of sleep and my day is going to be better. It's better to really make it a habit that if you make a decision that you're going to get up when you set that alarm, you know, keep that promise to yourself and go ahead and get up and start your day. And that is truly an excellent habit to improve your life, to make things better. Also, we probably have heard, or maybe you have heard, about Dress for Success. There's a book that came out maybe 25, 30 years ago called Dress for Success. And it's how you dress, you know, pertaining to your job and how successful people dress. And some people think that Dress for Success is a little bit outdated. I don't, because when I think of Dress for Success, it's dress for your success. So it's dressing to make yourself look good and feel good, you know, because when you do that as part of your morning routine, when you're getting up and you're getting dressed and you really feel good about how you look, what you're wearing, and that it really embodies what you want to represent, the energy level that what you want to represent. Of course, it varies depending on your job of what looks good, but it's what you perceive. If you have a professional job, then you may want to look professional. You know, it's really getting yourself in a positive frame of mind of how you look and feel good about yourself. It's not about other people's expectations. It's about you, because then you will send out a positive energy about yourself. And the energy, your energy does matter, and it really improves your vibration level. And how you feel is the vibration and the energy that you send out to everyone around you. In fact, you send it out into the universe. And having that kind of positive energy is something that ultimately is a positive habit. And so also taking a meditative moment. You know, some of us, we get up in the morning and we just think, oh, I have to do this, that, and the other thing. I have to hop in the shower. I have to get ready. I'm on a time schedule. I have to get to work. But by allowing yourself just a little margin of time to actually think about what you may need to do, because you have visualized how your day is going to go, but you need to take a moment to actually feel calm and to think that your day, even though it very well may be hectic, that there's going to be a calmness about you. And by having a calm, or allowing your body to feel calm, no matter what storms hit you, that calmness is going to help you ride out the waves, you know, the waves of life. That, you know, it's just easier to ride them out. It's kind of going with the flow. So that is something that is a nice positive habit to think about, just being calm, you know, taking a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, say calm and relaxed. And that is how your day is going to be. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be full of energy and get a lot done. It just means that you're going to do it with a calmness, and you're not going to come across, you know, emotions that may make you in a state of hysteria, or where you just get upset. So, Another thing, a positive habit that I think that all of us need to incorporate is to eat lunch. Sometimes our days are so hectic. You know, we get up, we have our morning cup of coffee, which that's when I do my reflection time, which is actually lovely. But to eat lunch. Sometimes at work, we may get a half an hour lunch or an hour lunch. But to really think about the value of taking that break for lunch, even if it's only 15 minutes to eat a sandwich, because that's part of your personal health. And it's really important, you know, in our long game to not ignore our health, because if we just skip that meal, lunch, which is very, very important, if we just skip that, we can become tired, we can become even disorientated, and we can lose focus on what we need to achieve at work or whatever it is we're doing, you know, for the rest of the day. You can lose your focus. So we need to fuel our bodies so that we can be more productive. And if your schedule is just so busy that it doesn't allow you time to feed yourself, then something truly is out of balance. And so it really is important to eat something. You know, you don't have to have a big, huge, elaborate lunch. It can be a sandwich, it can be an apple, it can be a banana, it can be whatever, but it will help you produce higher. You know, your production level will be higher, and the percentage of good, positive results will just simply be better. So it's a good suggestion to make sure that, you know, your midday lunch, that you actually take the time to eat lunch, even if it's with coworkers or friends, or even if it's just by yourself, you know, at your desk, or just going outside and enjoying some nature and making certain that you eat something that's healthy, because it will help rejuvenate your body. Also, an afternoon moment. This is just a moment in time. Sometimes we might get an extra 15-minute break or a 5-minute break, or, you know, sometimes businesses will schedule that this is just a break time. And just take that time to really reflect on where you're at that point. You know, where you're at throughout the day. Have you really accomplished what you set out to accomplish for that day? Do you need to work on some other projects? Do you need to push yourself a little bit more or not? Are you pushing yourself too more? Are you just going go, 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 go and exhausting yourself? So it's taking an afternoon moment to really think about pacing yourself and having a pace that actually works. So just during that afternoon moment, just reflect, you know, basically where you're at for the day, and making sure that you are, you know, checking off the things that you need to accomplish, because you do not want to end your day saying, wow, I am completely exhausted. And then you go home and you're completely wiped out, and then your home life isn't quite as positive as it should be. You're just too exhausted to engage with your family, too exhausted to play with your children, too exhausted to ask your wife about how her day went, too exhausted to help your kids with maybe some homework. You just don't want to be that exhausted. So, you know, by taking a moment, it's actually a little restful moment too. And so, you know, life is not a sprint. You know, life is really, it's just an ongoing adventure. So think of it that way, that it's just a wonderful adventure. And, you know, whatever it takes. I mean, sometimes it's just 5 minutes to make, you know, something happen. And truly, you will be amazed at what 5 minutes of just quiet at rest can do for the rest of your day. Even if it's when you're just going to the bathroom, just your little bathroom break for 5 minutes. Just take that, you know, 5 minutes and do it slowly and just, you know, relax and really sort of take almost like a rest while you're just doing something simple that you have to take away from your actual work time. something else that is very important is to find some free time. Some people believe that it doesn't exist at all. In fact, they don't even think that free time is healthy. They think that by taking free time, that they're not improving their life, that they need to go. And they don't take the time to unwind. And so it's not really the length of the time that matters when you're go. It's really the quality time. And so, in other words, sometimes just an hour, completely detaching yourself from your daily grind can be more productive than 5 hours of just going and going and going. And then sometimes when you take some free time, whether it be 5 minutes, rather even be an hour, some people feel guilty, like, oh, I didn't do anything. I wasn't productive enough. Well, by taking that little bit of free time, making a habit of taking some free personal time, you're actually going to be more productive. And I promise you, it will help in your life in general, and your home life will improve. Also, it gives you time to be creative. You know, we've been busy throughout our day and we're just doing, we're sort of like machines. We're just working and working. But by taking a little bit of free time, it gives us time for our minds to sort of wander. And then we might come up with some ideas, something that's really creative that we haven't thought of before, because we're just on this, we just have to keep grinding away and keep going. It's one of those times where it's sort of, looking at the entire picture, enjoying all the little trees in the forest, but really seeing the forest instead of just all the little individual trees. That is a quote, I believe, actually from Nicholas Cole. So something else is to manage your money. Make it a habit to manage our money, because we work so much and then we have X amount of dollars and then we think that just buying, whatever it is we've been thinking that we want to buy is just going to bring us happiness. But, and it can, buying something that you deserve and you've saved up for, but really looking at your money and where your money is going and managing it. I don't mean that you have to be an accountant, but really take it once a week and look at the output of your money. Where is it going? How much are you spending? Are you spending too much on something that really isn't that significant? Where can you cut down? How much money are you saving? How much money are you sort of putting away, like little chunks here and there in your savings? Or then you're able to make more of a reasonable purchase. Like, okay, I've earned this. I've saved this amount of money because I've actually been saving up to buy something in particular. And that's a way of rewarding yourself. But then you appreciate it more instead of just taking all the funds that you made that month and buying, something big. So, but really think about where your money's going and managing your own money, understanding where your money's going. A lot of people don't do that. They just think, oh, it's the end of the month and I just don't have any money. Well, look at it. Just look at your checkbook or look at your bank statement and see where you're spending your money. And you may be surprised where you can cut down and take some of that extra money and put it on the side for the future so that you can purchase something that you really want, really need, something that's more meaningful. Another habit that I think is just so much fun is to introduce yourself. Now, some of us are shy and we don't want to just, go up on the street as we pass someone and say, hey, my name is Joe and I work over here and how are you? That's not exactly what I mean by introduce yourself, but by striking up conversations while maybe you're in line at the grocery store or just smiling at someone or just saying hello or something like that is just, even though it's a little short conversation, it is a form of communicating. If you're waiting in line at your local coffee shop where you go every single day, You may even want to introduce yourself to your barista or your baristo and say, hey, you know, I've been coming here for a year. You know, my name, you write it on, but you know, what's your name? You know, find out the person's name and you have better engagement, you know, just simply by waiting in line just to buy your coffee. And, you know, you'd be really surprised how many people that you can meet by introducing yourselves. I have a story where I met a gal 20 years ago at the post office. Her name is Jen, and she is now one of my favorite people, one of my best friends. We were both in line at the post office. We were both returning packages from Victoria's Secret, and we looked at each other and just kind of smiled, and she said, oh, I see you're returning something from Victoria's Secret, and so am I. And she introduced herself. She's a little more gregarious than I am, a little more demonstrative. And I said, well, yes, I am. And we exchanged names, and we ended up exchanging phone numbers, and we became friends. And from that friendship opened up many opportunities, because I met some of her friends that were all terrific. She met some of my friends and some business opportunities. You'd be really surprised about some of the business connections that you can meet just through random conversations with people that you just meet at some of your local or favorite spots. So that was something that happened to me that I will always remember, because sometimes people say, how did you and Jen meet? You guys are such great friends. And I'll say, she picked me up at the post office. It's kind of a joke. She didn't really pick me up, but we engaged in conversations. So try to make it a habit to introduce yourself to people who cross your path. And, you know, there's easy ways to do it. And just by having a happy face and smiling, and somebody starting out by just saying hello, good morning, good afternoon, hope you have a great day. That's just something that I think is a great positive habit. Something else is to explore. You know, we do get into habits that are not necessarily bad habits, but we get into more of a routine. And so you may want to change some things up. Go to some new places. Drive to work in a different direction one day. Go to a newer coffee shop or try a new restaurant that you've heard about. This is a great way to just do something different, to meet other people. There may be some opportunities that you haven't even considered. And so exploring new things in life is actually something that makes us happy, and it broadens our horizons because we get into a routine. It's kind of funny to say that, because habits are about routines and repetitive to maintain a habit. But breaking just your regular routine is, it can really truly bring you happiness. You know, I mean, nothing is going to happen unless you make it happen. And if you decide that you want to go to a new restaurant or go to a new park, jog, you know, your morning jog in the morning, if you jog one particular routine, jog a different way or jog the same routine backwards. And there's a lot of good reasons, health reasons for that, because our body has, you know, muscle memory. And if you do the exact same routine every single day, just doing it in reverse, it works on different muscle groups. So all in all, you know, changing your routine. Now, we still have the habit of jogging. It's just we still have the habit of going to the coffee shop. It's just changing it up a little bit and just doing some exploring. Something else is to keep a journal. And I don't mean journaling where you have to spend an hour and write every single aspect of what happened throughout your day, but just keep a journal of some of the highlights, some of the things that were positive that happened. You know, I made a great sale. You know, I made a friend. I smiled at somebody. And now I know this person's name. And, you know, keeping a journal is right before you go to bed in particular. It will actually help you sleep better. Another thing is to, before you go to bed, to visualize how your day went, and to also visualize how the next day is going to be. Visualization is huge. It is very strong and it is very effective. In fact, I believe that it's crucial that before you go to bed, you even think about your next day, everything that you want to accomplish. And when you're able to do that, then what happens is your day goes easier. And you actually tend to, even subconsciously, by doing visualization, subconsciously, your mind, you know, will help you throughout the day by doing some visualization. So basically, that is it for this episode. Also, make sure to get a plenty of sleep, at least 7 hours. If you can get 8, that's fantastic. If you can settle for, you know, 5 or 6 hours, you know, that is okay. It just depends on your schedule, but a well-rested mind is far more productive than a tired one, no matter how much coffee we drink. Anyway, this is Dr. Leslie Berkland from the Brighter Life Show podcast. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you on our next episode on our series of positive habits. Good day.
You're listening to the
number one radio.
Trim Radio Network.
You're listening to The Brighter Life Show with your host, natural health practitioner, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and the Brighter Life Institute founder and vibration expert, Nicholas Brighter. Topics span from holistic lifestyles, meditation, natural medicine, spirituality, and finding your joy. Here at The Brighter Life Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at Trim Radio Network and ask questions or share your most uplifting story. Enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Brighter Life podcast. I am your host, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and we are continuing our series on positive habits. So for today, I am going to be going over, actually, it's an article from Inc. Magazine, and the contributor is Nicholas Cole, and it was really a terrific article. It's 10 positive habits that will immediately make your life better. That's a pretty bold statement, but I think for the most part that it's completely true. So we're going to start with number one, and that is to keep your first promise of the day. And everyone makes a promise when we wake up, and sometimes they're big promises or they're small promises, but whatever it may be, it's good to have an idea what you want to do for that day. And if that simply is getting up early, you know, by setting your alarm and getting up the first time. Now, in my case, what I often do is I will hit that snooze one time, but I don't go back to sleep. It's just my time where I can think about my day and how my day is going to play out and do some visualization. And so I'm not actually hitting that snooze just to go back to sleep. But a good habit is to make a determination of when you want to get up in the morning and to set your alarm and to really stick to it. When that alarm goes off, to be awake from that moment on and to not go right back to sleep, which a lot of us do because we just think, 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes, just a few more minutes of sleep and my day is going to be better. It's better to really make it a habit that if you make a decision that you're going to get up when you set that alarm, you know, keep that promise to yourself and go ahead and get up and start your day. And that is truly an excellent habit to improve your life, to make things better. Also, we probably have heard, or maybe you have heard, about Dress for Success. There's a book that came out maybe 25, 30 years ago called Dress for Success. And it's how you dress, you know, pertaining to your job and how successful people dress. And some people think that dress for success is a little bit outdated. I don't, because when I think of dress for success, it's dress for your success. So it's dressing to make yourself look good and feel good. You know, because when you do that as part of your morning routine, when you're getting up and you're getting dressed and you really feel good about how you look, what you're wearing, and that it really embodies what you want to represent, the energy level that what you want to represent. Of course, it varies depending on your job of what looks good, but it's that what you perceive. If you have a professional job, then you may want to look professional. You know, it's really getting yourself in a positive frame of mind of how you look and feel good about yourself. It's not about other people's expectations. It's about you, because then you will send out a positive energy about yourself. And the energy, your energy does matter, and it really improves your vibration level. And how you feel is the vibration and the energy that you send out to everyone around you. In fact, you send it out into the universe. And having that kind of positive energy is something that ultimately is a positive habit. And so also taking a meditative moment. You know, some of us, we get up in the morning and we just think, oh, I have to do this, that, and the other thing. I have to hop in the shower. I have to get ready. I'm on a time schedule. I have to get to work. But by allowing yourself just a little margin of time to actually think about what you may need to do, because you have visualized how your day is going to go, but you need to take a moment to actually feel calm and to think that your day, even though it very well may be hectic, that there's going to be a calmness about you. And by having a calm, or allowing your body to feel calm, no matter what storms hit you, that calmness is going to help you ride out the waves, you know, the waves of life. That, you know, it's just easier to ride them out. It's kind of going with the flow. So that is something that is a nice positive habit to think about, just being calm, you know, taking a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, say calm and relaxed. And that is how your day is going to be. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be full of energy and get a lot done. It just means that you're going to do it with a calmness, and you're not going to come across, you know, emotions that may make you in a state of hysteria, or where you just get upset. So another thing, a positive habit that I think that all of us need to incorporate is to eat lunch. Sometimes our days are so hectic. You know, we get up, we have our morning cup of coffee, which that's when I do my reflection time, which is actually lovely. But to eat lunch. Sometimes at work, we may get a half an hour lunch or an hour lunch. But to really think about the value of taking that break for lunch, even if it's only 15 minutes to eat a sandwich, because that's part of your personal health. And it's really important, you know, in our long game, to not ignore our health. Because if we just skip that meal, lunch, which is very, very important, if we just skip that, we can become tired, we can become even disorientated, and we can lose focus on what we need to achieve at work or whatever it is we're doing, you know, for the rest of the day. You can lose your focus. So we need to fuel our bodies so that we can be more productive. And if your schedule is just so busy that it doesn't allow you time to feed yourself, then something truly is out of balance. And so it really is important to eat something. You know, you don't have to have a big, huge, elaborate lunch. It can be a sandwich, it can be an apple, it can be a banana, it can be whatever, but it will help you produce higher. You know, your production level will be higher, and the percentage of good, positive results will just simply be better. So it's a good suggestion to make sure that, you know, your midday lunch, that you actually take the time to eat lunch, even if it's with coworkers or friends, or even if it's just by yourself, you know, at your desk, or just going outside and enjoying some nature, and making certain that you eat something that's healthy, because it will help rejuvenate your body. Also, an afternoon moment. This is just a moment in time. Sometimes we might get an extra 15-minute break or a 5-minute break, or, you know, sometimes businesses will schedule that this is just a break time. And just take that time to really reflect on where you're at that point. You know, where you're at throughout the day. Have you really accomplished what you set out to accomplish for that day? Do you need to work on some other projects? Do you need to push yourself a little bit more or not? Are you pushing yourself too more? Are you just going go, 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 and exhausting yourself? So it's taking an afternoon moment to really think about pacing yourself and having a pace that actually works. So just during that afternoon moment, just reflect, you know, basically where you're at for the day, and making sure that you are, you know, checking off the things that you need to accomplish, because you do not want to end your day saying, wow, I am completely exhausted. And then you go home and you're completely wiped out, and then your home life isn't quite as positive as it should be. You're just too exhausted to engage with your family, too exhausted to play with your children, too exhausted to ask your wife about how her day went, too exhausted to help your kids with maybe some homework. You just don't want to be that exhausted. So, you know, by taking a moment, it's actually a little restful moment too. And so, you know, life is not a sprint. You know, life is really, it's just an ongoing adventure. So think of it that way, that it's just a wonderful adventure. And, you know, whatever it takes. I mean, sometimes it's just 5 minutes to make, you know, something happen. And truly, you will be amazed at what 5 minutes of just quiet at rest can do for the rest of your day. Even if it's when you're just going to the bathroom, just your little bathroom break for 5 minutes. Just take that, you know, 5 minutes and do it slowly, and just, you know, relax and really sort of take almost like a rest while you're just doing something simple that you have to take away from your actual work time. Something else that is very important is to find some free time. Some people believe that it doesn't exist at all. In fact, they don't even think that free time is healthy. They think that by taking free time, that they're not improving their life, that they need to go, 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 go. And they don't take the time to unwind. And so it's not really the length of the time that matters when you're go, 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 go. It's really the quality time. And so, in other words, sometimes just an hour, you know, completely detaching yourself from your daily grind can be more productive than 5 hours of just going and going and going. And then sometimes when you take some free time, whether it be 5 minutes, rather even be an hour, some people feel guilty, like, oh, I didn't do anything. I wasn't productive enough. Well, by taking that little bit of free time, making a habit of taking some free personal time, you're actually going to be more productive. And I promise you, it will help in your life in general, and your home life will improve. Also, it gives you time to be creative. You know, we've been busy throughout our day and we're just doing, you know, we're sort of like machines. We're just working and working. But by taking a little bit of free time, it gives us time for our minds to sort of wander, and then we might come up with some ideas, something that's really creative that we haven't thought of before, because we're just on this, we just have to keep grinding away and keep going. It's one of those times where it's sort of, you know, looking at the entire picture, you know, enjoying all the little trees in the forest, but really seeing the forest instead of just all the little individual trees. That is a quote, I believe, actually from Nicholas Cole. So something else is to manage your money. Make it a habit to manage our money, because we work so much and then we have X amount of dollars and then we think that just buying, you know, whatever it is we've been thinking that we want to buy is just going to bring us happiness. But, and it can, you know, buying something that you deserve and you've saved up for, but really looking at your money and where your money is going and managing it. I don't mean that you have to be an accountant, you know, but really take it once a week and look at the output of your money. Where is it going? How much are you spending? Are you spending too much on something that really isn't that significant? You know, where can you cut down? How much money are you saving? How much money are you sort of putting away, like little chunks here and there in your savings? Or then you're able to make more of a reasonable purchase. Like, okay, you know, I've earned this, I've saved this amount of money because I've actually been saving up to buy something in particular. And that's a way of rewarding yourself, but then you appreciate it more instead of just taking all the funds that you made that month and buying, you know, something big. So, but really think about where your money's going and managing your own money, understanding where your money's going. A lot of people don't do that. They just think, oh, you know, it's the end of the month and I just don't have any money. Well, look at it. You know, just look at your checkbook or look at your bank statement and see where you're spending your money. And you may be surprised where you can cut down and take some of that extra money and put it on the side for the future so that you can purchase something that you really want, really need, something that's more meaningful. Another habit that I think is just so much fun is to introduce yourself. Now, some of us are shy and we don't want to just, you know, go up on the street as we pass someone and say, hey, my name is Joe and I work over here and how are you? That's not exactly what I mean by introduce yourself, but by striking up conversations while maybe you're in line at the grocery store or just smiling at someone or just saying hello or something like that is just, even though it's a little short conversation, it is a form of communicating. If you're waiting in line at your local coffee shop where you go every single day, you may even want to introduce yourself to your barista or your baristo and say, hey, you know, I've been coming here for a year, you know, my name, you write it on, but you know, what's your name? You know, find out the person's name and you have better engagement, you know, just simply by waiting in line just to buy your coffee. And, you know, you'd be really surprised how many people that you can meet by introducing yourselves. I have a story where I met a gal 20 years ago at the post office. Her name is Jen, and she is now one of my favorite people, one of my best friends. We were both in line at the post office. We were both returning packages from Victoria's Secret. And we looked at each other and just kind of smiled. And she said, oh, I see you're returning something from Victoria's Secret. And so am I. And she introduced herself. She's a little more gregarious than I am, a little more demonstrative. And I said, well, yes, I am. And we exchanged names. We ended up exchanging phone numbers and we became friends. And from that friendship opened up many opportunities because I met some of her friends that were all terrific. She met some of my friends and some business opportunities. You'd be really surprised about some of the business connections that you can meet just through random conversations with people that you just meet at some of your local or favorite spots. So that was something that happened to me that I will always remember, because sometimes people say, how did you and Jen meet? You guys are such great friends. And I'll say, She picked me up at the post office. It's kind of a joke. She didn't really pick me up, but we engaged in conversation. So try to make it a habit to introduce yourself to people who cross your path. And, you know, there's easy ways to do it. And just by having a happy face and smiling and somebody starting out by just saying hello, good morning, good afternoon, hope you have a great day. That's just something that I think is a great positive habit. Something else is to explore. You know, we do get into habits that are not necessarily bad habits, but we get into more of a routine. And so you may want to change some things up. Go to some new places. Drive to work in a different direction one day. Go to a newer coffee shop or try a new restaurant that you've heard about. This is a great way to just do something different, to meet other people. There may be some opportunities that you haven't even considered. And so exploring new things in life is actually something that makes us happy, and it broadens our horizons because we get into a routine. It's kind of funny to say that because habits are about routines and repetitive to maintain a habit, but breaking just your regular routine is, it can really truly bring you happiness. You know, I mean, nothing is going to happen unless you make it happen. And if you decide that you want to go to a new restaurant or go to a new park, jog, you know, your morning jog in the morning, if you jog one particular routine, jog a different way or jog the same routine backwards. And there's a lot of good reasons, health reasons for that, because our body has, you know, muscle memory. And if you do the exact same routine every single day, just doing it in reverse, it works on different muscle groups. So all in all, you know, changing your routine. Now, we still have the habit of jogging. It's just we still have the habit of going to the coffee shop. It's just changing it up a little bit and just doing some exploring. Something else is to keep a journal. And I don't mean journaling where you have to spend an hour and write every single aspect of what happened throughout your day, but just keep a journal of some of the highlights, some of the things that were positive that happened. You know, I made a great sale. You know, I made a friend. I smiled at somebody. And now I know this person's name. And, you know, keeping a journal is right before you go to bed in particular. It will actually help you sleep better. Another thing is to, before you go to bed, to visualize how your day went and to also visualize how the next day is going to be. Visualization is huge. It is very strong and it is very effective. In fact, I believe that it's crucial that before you go to bed, you even think about your next day, everything that you want to accomplish. And when you're able to do that, then what happens is your day goes easier. And you actually tend to, even subconsciously, by doing visualization, subconsciously, your mind, you know, will help you throughout the day by doing some visualization. So basically, that is it for this episode. Also, make sure to get a plenty of sleep, at least 7 hours. If you can get 8, that's fantastic. If you can settle for, you know, 5 or 6 hours, you know, that is okay. It just depends on your schedule, but a well-rested mind is far more productive than a tired one, no matter how much coffee we drink. Anyway, this is Dr. Leslie Berkland from the Brighter Life Show podcast. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you on our next episode on our series of positive habits. Good day.